Praise the Lord. We do give everyone a very warm welcome into our service tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to continue on with our message from this morning. God has only one provided way. And we know that that provided way is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other provided way. There can never be another way out of it. We cannot take away the way God has provided, but we do believe in this way. The way to God, the way of salvation, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless each one. We do greet you all that's listening in from all around the world, the different parts here in the north and south of Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, Canada, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, wherever you're listening in from, and Africa as well. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord help us tonight with his own precious word. I want to read, first of all, from John chapter 3. And we know John chapter 3 deals with the story of Nicodemus. I want to just read one verse, verse 14 of John chapter 3. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if we could read Hebrews 2, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Praise God. Let us just bow for a word of prayer while we begin our service tonight and ask for the Lord's blessing and the Lord's help. And if you have a need, you respond in your own home, wherever you're listening in, wherever you are, you believe God, that God will meet your need right now, wherever you are. Heavenly Father, we do bow before you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this great privilege that we can come around your throne and around the Word of God to find strength and help in the time of need. Father, we thank you most of all for the gift of thy only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for these words, if I be lifted up, Jesus Christ, I will draw all men unto me. Lord, I pray you'll save the lost, restore the backslidden, heal the sick and the afflicted. Get thyself all the praise and all the glory. May the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, move over these airwaves tonight and touch the hearts and lives of men and women. And Lord, I do take the blessed Holy Ghost to help me now. And I thank you that you do, in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. God bless each and every one this evening that's tuned in. Praise God. This is God's one and only provided way, Jesus Christ. God's one and only provided way, praise God, is Jesus Christ. Any other way would be a perverted way. God can have only one way to do anything. His first way is always the only way that he will do it. Praise God. His first choice or way of doing anything remains always the same. If he changed to another way, then it wasn't God. He remains the same. Hebrews 13 and 8. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. He remains the same. His ways never change. His ways are perfect. His word is perfect. And anything or anyone who takes away or adds to anything that God has provided is wrong. Praise God. The cross is God's one and only way for mankind to be saved, to be redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Every man and woman needs redeemed because every one of us are sinners by nature, and every one of us are sinners by birth. Romans 5, verse 12. Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, And so death passed upon all men for all of sin. Sin is an inward spiritual attitude of rebellion towards God, which is expressed in outward acts of disobedience. We're all sinners in this way, and by our sinful lives, we rob God of the glory due him. Sin is followed by three main consequences. Here's what they are. Number one, inward spiritual death, a realization from God. Number two, the physical death of the body. Number three, final and forever banishment from the presence of God to the place of darkness and torment. Christ came to save us from our sins. He took our sins upon himself, died in our place, and rose again from the dead on the third day that we might be forgiven and receive eternal life. We cannot change nor alter God's word. It must not be tampered with. Revelation 22 verse 18 and 19 gives us a warning about changing the word of God. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. God has made a way, a perfect way, and we must walk right with it, not trying to make it any better, not trying to take away from it or add anything to it. We must take it the way God has placed it. Anything else would be wrong. Look in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God said in Genesis 1, talking about nature, he said, Genesis 1 verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and fruit yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. So God ordained that the kind would bring forth after the same kind. Whatever that seed was, it would produce according to that seed. Every seed must keep with its kind. Now to change that would be to do something that God said not to do. When God made a seed, he made it perfect. And now man has tried to inject something to that seed. Look what man done. He hybrid corn. He hybrid the chicken. He hybrid the cattle. He's hybrid the food. Man has hybrid just about everything. They cross everything today, hybriding. And they try to tell us it's better, but remember God's original way is the best way. Not the hybrid way. Now let me read you this quotation. And it says, we're certainly living in the last days. They're breeding different things together, crossing over and mix a product that's no good. Through doing this, I was reading in the medical journal, I believe it was, Reader's Digest, of how it's changed the course of life for people. Listen to this carefully. It's even perverting man and women, that men are becoming more like women and women more like men. Men are becoming sissy and women are becoming masculine. It's hybrid stuff, you see. That cell that we eat from this animal that's hybrid is actually not the right cell for us. Therefore, in doing that, see that cell from the animal or the cell from the wheat or the corn, it's not the right cell if it's hybrid. In order to let this grow, look, it looks bigger. It has to be spread all the time. And it's not what they're doing. They want bigger potatoes, bigger this, bigger that. And they hybrid it. And then it can't seem to stand the diseases. It has to be spread with man-made chemicals. In order to let it grow, look bigger, it has to be spread. Now, a genuine plant, a good healthy plant, does not have to be spread at all. No bugs will bother it because it has a repellent itself that puts out, that keeps all the bugs off it. Now that's God's way. What brought sickness into the world was sin. When man dropped away from God's provided way, he opened himself to every devil there was, to sickness and so forth, because he has to keep medicine and spread, and it's just each generation and breeding into another. Now, you might be a Christian and your wife might be a Christian, but the genes of your body is still the inheritance from your father and from your grandfather. And on down, as Daniel said, each generation will get weaker and wiser. And it's got the whole race, the whole human race, is dying. Isn't that the truth? And colds and flus and all these things that people take today, they take them so easily because everything is so high-bred. I read myself where you need 8 oranges to match 1 orange from 1960. 1 orange in 1960, they claim, has the same amount of vitamins in it as 6 oranges from today. The same with tomatoes. They say 1 tomato from the 1960s will match 8 tomatoes from today, because our foods are hybrid and there's not the stuff in them that they used to be. God commanded, and it still stands the same, that we're not to mix, that every seed must bring forth its own kind. We're not to mix the seeds. And if it doesn't, it's hybrid seed with a perverted life in it, and it'll soon die. They did it in nature, they did it with a church, they mixed genuine with some man-made doctrine, but it can never produce itself because it's man-made. God's word is a seed. Jesus said so. The word of God was a seed that a sower sowed, and this is the only seed that will produce eternal life. We can have church life. We can have home life. We can have national life. But only eternal life comes from Almighty God. And when men mix the Word of God with their ideas, with a church creed, with a church dogma, it is no more the Word of God. And it cannot produce what it should produce because it's been tampered with. Let's read the Word of God, Matthew 13, verse 24 to 30. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and he went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and the brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then have it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while we gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let them both go together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye to gather the tares first, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, and we know that God's word is a seed, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And when you're born of the word of God, you cannot die. You are born again of an incorruptible seed. The first seed, how you got here, was by death, by perversion. For we were born in sin, sheep in iniquity. But then you're born again of another seed, of an incorruptible seed. And I tell you, you can never die. 1 John 3 verse 9. Whosoever hath born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. We must do the things the way God wants them done, not some other way. We must do it God's way, according to the word of God. We can't change it. God's word does not need change. God's word does not need a man-made doctrine added to it, but we need to believe it and say it the way God says it. Matthew 15, verse 3 to 9. But Jesus answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandments of God by your tradition? For God commandeth, saying, honour thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, It is a gift by whosoever thou mightest be profited by me. And honour not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias the prophet say of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And I tell you, the commandments of men will not produce life. It is only the word of God, we've sown as a seed, only the word of God can produce life. And when we mix God's word with something else, it becomes hybrid. And a hybrid thing cannot reproduce itself like a mule. You take a horse and you take a donkey. And you breed a horse and you breed a donkey and you have got yourself a mule. Now that mule bred cannot breed till another mule to get a mule because it won't work. It's hybrid. It's not a donkey, it's not a horse, it's a mule. And it cannot reproduce itself. But the horse can reproduce a horse and a donkey can reproduce a donkey. And when people think that God's word needs them to put something into it to make it easier to understand or more sounding better, they've hybrid it. It's no longer the word of God. We must preach the word of God in its purity and in its purest form. And there is power in God's word to do what that word says. And it is God's one and only provided way is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way to God. Jesus said, I am the way. Praise God. They hybrid the word and they made it to have no effect because of man-made tradition. Joining church, joining clubs, joining lodges is not God's way. Saying I belong to this or that's not God's way. There is only one provided way for mankind. God cannot produce any other way because Jesus Christ is the one and only way. How many do we see the day when churches or works start to go well? What's the first thing the pastor does? He'll have a joining night. He'll have everyone to join. Everyone has to join. Why would we join something if we are born again by the Spirit of God? According to Corinthians, we are baptized by one Spirit into the mystical body of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we need no membership card, no creed but Christ, no book but the Bible. We don't need to join. You are born into the mystical body of Jesus Christ. Therefore, you're in it. The Spirit of God put you in, and no man can take you out. Praise God. But why is it that men want to have joining nights and signing your names nights? Because you see, that's man-made tradition, not the word of God. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Now back to our text for a moment, which I read this morning. I didn't read it, I don't think, this evening. But this was my original text, John 12, verse 32. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today Lucifer has got into the church, and he's taken away the word, and he's injected denominationalism. And he is building a church, the ecumenical move that's going on right now, to unite all the Protestants together, and all together, Catholic, Protestant, it doesn't matter, under one great umbrella to receive the mark of the beast which is coming on the face of this earth. Now let me say this. God loves the Catholic and the Protestant. God loves the white, the black, the yellow, the red, the orange. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But God does not call us to join anything. A matter of fact, God calls us to separate. The word of God says, come out of her, my people, and be ye separate. Touch not, handle not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, says the Lord. Now what's he doing? What's the devil doing by this? What he's doing it by man through these great ecumenical moves who don't really know God. And there's many men in pulpits and they do not know God. And many of them in so-called Pentecostal movements, and they claim they're Pentecostal, but they know nothing about the Pentecostal blessing. Nothing about it. They know nothing about the power of Pentecost or the spirit of Pentecost. It's only a movement, an organization. But there is a real, genuine Pentecostal experience. What is it? He's doing it with fallen angels. Praise God. Fallen angels. And many of these organizations, they started out good, but they have drastically fallen away from the Word of God, and they're no longer following the Word of God today. They're following man-made traditions. But God wants me and God wants you to come back to the simplicity of God's provided way, and God's provided way for salvation is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Pentecostal blessing is God's provided way for the power of the Holy Spirit to come in the true church and to lead that church and to fill that church with the power of God. That is God's way. God's real way. Not any other way. Many people today have sold out to Satan. If you go on, Sky or any of these big programs and you watch the modern day preachers, all they preach about is money, 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 money. Give us your money. Send us money. Send us money. Send us money. All about money. But the Bible doesn't talk like that. Jesus Christ, when he was here on earth, he said, the foxes have holes, the birds have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And the Bible warns us about rich man, that it is very, very difficult for the rich man to enter heaven, so difficult as it is for the camel to go through the eye of a needle. So difficult as it is for the rich man to enter heaven, because the riches gets in the way of salvation and in the way of God. Now God has had rich men, we know that. There's rich men saved. But this modern day preaching is not the original gospel. The original gospel is Jesus Christ lifted up. Jesus Christ is the only one way to God. Jesus Christ. There is no other way. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. For money, they no longer preach the old-fashioned gospel of the cross and the blood of Jesus. They don't preach it no more. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. So a preacher is to preach the cross. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 2:2. For I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. The Bible goes further in another scripture. It said, woe is me if I preach not the cross of Jesus Christ. We must preach the cross. Now I know that round some circles that they've become so educated and so smart that the pastors are saying, we no longer need the cross and we no longer need the blood of Jesus. This is what they say. But I want to tell you, that is a delusion. That is a seed of discrepancy. That is not the word of God. God has one and only provided way, and that way cannot and will not ever change. It is the same now as it always was, and Jesus Christ is that way. There is only one way for the man or the woman. That's Jesus Christ. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. That's God's only way. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. John 14:12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. This is God's way. Mark 16, lay hands, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils, they'll speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This is God's way. Jesus Christ was God's word manifested. He was God's promise vindicated. He was God in flesh form. We read at the start that he took upon him the form of a man, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 19, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Praise God. The great Jehovah that created the heavens and the earth was made manifest in a body, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that one man, he could achieve, listen, look what he could achieve in that one man. Listen, he tried it through Moses, and he did it in Jacob, and he did it in Joseph, but he come in the fullness in the man Christ Jesus. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, where God could express himself. Who could excuse the Lord or condemn him? They could find no fault in him. When we look at Christ, we're looking at God's provided way. You know what John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus coming? John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And Christ, the just one, had to die in order to produce eternal life by his blood, giving his blood cell that he might give eternal life. That's God's provided way, through the blood of Jesus Christ. There has never been anything to beat God's way, or anything will beat it. I don't care what it is. If people would just put their own ideas aside and would just take the way God said it and believe it the way God said it, that would be enough. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. He has God's word manifested. Jesus Christ was God's word manifested. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was God's promise vindicated. He was God in flesh form. The scriptures teach that he was the God-man. 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. That great Jehovah that created the heavens and the earth, he was God's provided way for mankind. There's no other way. Praise God. I tell you this evening, Jesus Christ, it's God's one and only provided way. Let me read you this quotation. What a servant of God said when he was down in Texas. I was down in Texas and he noticed I was going down a road and traffic was stopped for most of a half mile. And I said to some of them, what's the matter? And he said, the geese is across the road. Well, finally, when I got up there, you couldn't hear yourself think. They were having a revival. They were all getting ready for a flight. They were going home, going up north to their house, where they could raise some little ones, and they were having a revival, swarming before going. Now, that's God's provided way, a swarm. All of them got together. One was way over here, and one was way over there, and one was away somewhere else, and one was nice paddy, and one was in the wheat field. But something, another, some way, on some certain day, I don't know how, but on a certain day, there they came together. Just looked like something drawed them. We call it instinct. It's a God-given instinct to get together before the flight. You see what God is trying to do now? Pull his church from one side to the other to get the revival, old-time revival, like the geese has already done. Now what if we tried another way? Well, now we'll just take it another way. That would never get it, no sir. What if you say, well now, I tell you what, we'll get a better way for them. We'll herd the geese. Now that's a talk about the geese. We'll herd the geese in the coop, and we'll take them up in the coop and put them in a little chicken coop or make a duck coop or a goose coop or whatever you want and put them into that and then take them up there. You think that would be a better way? We can give them. Oh, I tell you, we could feed them better along the road. No, you couldn't. There are such grains that's in the ponds and in the fields, weeds and things that they get in order to give them strength to be what they are when they get there. If they don't get that, they wouldn't be. They couldn't raise their ones. They wouldn't be genuine ducks or geese. They would be hybrids like they are. See, if you had to take that, but God has got a way of doing it. Put them in a coop. And you know that what them ducks or geese would know right now. Put them in a denomination like that. They know that they were ready for the slaughter. That's all. That's what you do when you put them together in a coop. They're going for the slaughter. The ducks got better sense than to go into that. When you go to cooping them up together in a man-made prison, well then you see the duck knows he hasn't got freedom to fly in the air and do as God's provided for him to do and put him in a coop and he's gone, that's all. You coop them when they're slaughtering and the duck knows better, we ought to know as well. And I tell you, isn't that like it? And you know, let me tell you this evening. Let me say this evening. And those of you that know of A.A. Allen. A.A. Allen had a vision and a dream many years ago in the 50s. And he saw the shepherds had built walls. And they fenced in the sheep. They fenced in all the sheep. And the sheep were starving. And the sheep were bleeding. And God showed him that the shepherds had fenced the sheep in. And the sheep could no more graze in the green pastures because they were fenced in. And he put his hand on their back and they looked okay, the wool on them. But when he put his hand on the back, they were skinny. You could feel their bones. They were fenced in. I tell you, we're eagles. And God does not want us fenced in. But the Lord wants us to fly in the heavenlies. He wants us to be free from all denominational tags. Free, born again, spirit-filled, walking with the Spirit of God. God's provided way, led them. Praise God. Now God wants to lead us right back to his provided way. Praise God. And God in our day, we know God in our day, has sent something to turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith. So that we would have the real, genuine Holy Spirit, the real, genuine Pentecostal blessing. Think of it tonight. Not some man-made leader, but one God. Sent to lead the church. The one that God sent to lead the church. The Holy Spirit. That's who God sent to lead the church. The Holy Spirit. And you know that Jesus Christ is the head of the true church. No man. Praise God. John 16 verse 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you unto all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show you things to come. It was a God-given instinct in them geese that led them back to the original way where they were to meet. If we are really born again in the Spirit of God, remember, it's an incorruptible seed. It won't lead us to some creed or dogma, but the Holy Spirit will lead us right to the Christ. Look at Simeon in the Bible. Simeon in the Bible. Simeon was promised by God that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And you know when Joseph and Mary brought the child back in them times to do as it was in the Jewish custom, circumcision. The Bible says that Simeon, being a blind prophet, was led right in by the Holy Spirit to see the Lord's Christ. And when he took him up in his arms and he blessed God, and then he said, now let thy servant depart in peace because I've seen the Lord's Christ. The Holy Spirit never moves you, never leads you to an organization, but the Holy Spirit will lead you to the Word of God, to the Christ, the anointed Christ. Not to the man-made creed. Not to some man-made tank. Not to some man-made coop. but to the freedom of the Word of God, to the Spirit of God, that you might be filled with the Spirit of God and endued with the power of God. 1 Peter 1 verse 23, being born again of an incorruptible seed, not of an incorruptible seed, but of an incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Because we are born again, we're God's sheep. Many sounds might come calling, but the true sheep know the shepherd's voice. Praise God. I don't know if you've ever saw an advert. It's been on Facebook and many other apps many times, where these people get out of a vehicle and they try to call the sheep. The sheep just keep eating the grass. It doesn't even bother them. They ignore it. And many different ones of them call them sheep, and them sheep don't hear them. They don't even move. But when the shepherd comes that owns them sheep, and when that shepherd walks into that field, and that shepherd once speaks to them sheep, immediately them sheep know his voice, and they begin to go and follow the shepherd, for they know the shepherd's voice. John 10 verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Now, to those that believe and saved and lost, that's a complete contradiction to the Word of God. If God saves you, and you're genuinely a sheep, you can never become a pig if you're a sheep. You'll always be a sheep. And Jesus says, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. If you're really saved, you're always saved, because the seed of God is in you. You are born again of an incorruptible seed. And the Bible says it liveth and abideth forever. Oh yes, you'll make mistakes and all that. That's not what we're looking at. We're looking at the Word of God. No man can invent a greater or better way than God's provided way. We saw in nature how God leads his animals. Can we not see then how God promised the coming of the Holy Spirit for his true church? Look at nature and a little baby. You cannot feed a baby just at any old time, no. But when that baby wants feeding, it's got a God-given nature within that little boy or girl, and they cry until they get milk. God has a provided alarm built into the little baby. He knows when he wants milk. Now we're God's children, and we're in need. We just need to come like a baby and cry unto the Lord, and he hears us every time. And the Bible says, cry unto the Lord. Call upon me in the time of trouble, and I shall deliver you. My friend, this evening, I don't know what you're going through, but the Lord does. And if you'll come like in childlike faith, like a little baby, and cry to the Lord, God will hear you, and God will answer you. We must cry until we get vindicated. Answer back from the promise out of God's word. Matthew 4 verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He cries, and he cries until that word of promise is vindicated. God's little child living on the Word of God. There's no better way that I'd go. Only God's provided way. People with too much intellect will try to tell us, you know, there's no such thing as the Holy Spirit and the gifts and healing today. There's no such thing. But a real child of God will cry to God until he comes on the scene and makes it real to them, filling them with the Holy Ghost, moving them in the gifts of the Spirit, and healing their bodies if need be. Why? Because it is all provided in God's provided way. Can we have the Holy Spirit today? God's provided way says we can. Acts 2 verse 39. For the promise is unto you, unto your children, unto all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. My friend, if you are saved, God called you. You cannot be saved if God didn't call you. And if God has called you and you're saved, then the promise of the Holy Spirit is yours. And you need to start to cry to God. Just like the baby cries to the mother for milk, for nourishment, you need to cry to God for the Holy Spirit. And doesn't the Word of God say, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? God has one provided way. Peter gave them that provided way in the day of Pentecost. Look what Paul said in chapter 19 of the book of Acts, verse 2. He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. And you know the next verse, they laid their hands upon them, and the Holy Ghost came on them. Notice if you read chapter 19, they had believed John's message, John the Baptist's message. But Paul didn't preach John to them. No, he didn't lift up John. He brought them to the Holy Ghost. He preached Jesus Christ. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. My friend, this evening, God has used many wonderful men. But God has not called one of us to preach any other man, only the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must preach Jesus Christ. That's who we're to preach. Paul told us that. Every genuine servant of God will say this, I don't point you to myself, I point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like people reading the prescription on a medicine bottle and won't take the medicine. What good does it do to read the prescription? Well, they go away to seminaries, they learn church history, and we learn ethics of church, and we learn what the Bible says and all the Greek words, and we can tell you what it means. But that's just telling you what the Bible says. What's the direction say? I can tell you what Paul said on the day of Pentecost. I can tell you the promise is unto you. And you say, well, I believe that. I can believe this medicine setting here for the disease is right. But until I take it, I've got to take it. Praise God. The sincerity of it. You say, I sincerely believe that. That's true. But you've got to take it. And when you take it, it shows the effects upon the patient. And when you take God's word, it shows the genuine Holy Ghost effects by faith. And it's no good just talking about the Holy Spirit. It's no good just talking about salvation. You need to be saved. You need to receive the Holy Spirit. You need to cry to the Lord for it and receive it as your own personal experience. God has no grandchildren, only sons and daughters. By faith, Abraham's seed, it does something to you. It takes hold of it. It shakes the unbelief out of you and sets your affections on things above. You must take the word of God and believe it. Praise God. God has only one provided way. I'm closing this evening. I want to pray for you. God has only one provided way. I want to ask you this evening that's saved, how long are you saved? How many years are you saved? I'm saved 10 years, 15. Now I'll ask you, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you had an experience with the Spirit of God when the first church had to? The early church had to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not just enough, I'm saved and I'm glad I'm saved. That's good. But press on into God. There's more for you with the Lord. You can be healed tonight. God's given us the prescription. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He sent his word and healed them. 1 Peter 2:24. He his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. God's provided way. God has made a way for salvation. God has made a way for healing. God has made a way for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And praise God, Jesus Christ is coming again. He's coming again. And the Bible says the bride has made herself ready. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord tonight? Come with me and bow your heads. Now I'm going to pray the sinner's prayer. If you're not saved, if you're not saved and you want to be saved, I want you to genuinely pray this prayer after me. Then I'm going to pray for the sick, and I'm going to pray again for the children. And you know, all of us have family and children. We can't save them. God does that. We must believe for them. We want to see them all coming in, but God has no grandchildren, only sons and daughters. Let us bow our heads. And if you want to be saved tonight, follow me. Repeat this prayer with me tonight. I challenge you to do it. I challenge you to come. Pray it. Send me a message on our face, on our Omega Ministry Bonbridge. There's a message. You can send a message in on there by way of message. Let us know if you've got saved or if you've got healed. If God has touched you, let us know. Send a testimony in. God bless you as we come to the Lord now. Heavenly Father, we bow before you this evening in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your one and only provided way, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I accept that way right now by faith in Jesus Christ's name. I acknowledge I'm a sinner by nature and a sinner by birth. But I'm asking you that you'll forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me and wash me in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I confess you with my mouth. I believe in my heart that God has raised you from the dead, Lord Jesus. Save me right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. While our heads are bowed, while every eye's closed, if you're sick in your body, if you're afflicted, I want you to reach forward to your camera as a point of contact. You can touch it if you want. And see my hand this evening. I have no power, but Jesus Christ has. But I've got authority. God has given me authority according to this Bible. Whatsoever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That's the word of God. Reach your hand forward tonight as a point of contact, and you believe God that you're going to be healed right now in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, I come before you in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. I rebuke pain. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke every disease, every affliction. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of the Lamb. And I ask for the mighty touch of God upon each one that needs it tonight. Heal that man, heal that woman, heal that boy, heal that girl, in Jesus' name, right now, for God's glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to pray, offer a prayer for the children, for all the boys and girls. And I don't know if my own children's listening in, but for those listening in, if they're not, you believe for them. If you're a mother or a father, and you have loved ones that's not even with you, I want you now to believe for them. I want you to be reverent and bow before God. And I'm going to pray for them, asking the Lord's protection upon them. And we're going to pray for our nurses and doctors as well. God bless you. Heavenly Father, I pray for every little boy, every little girl, representative right now, over these airwaves, all that's near and dear to us. We ask the blood of Jesus Christ to be over them, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Protect that boy, protect that girl, and save them in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless our nurses, bless our doctors. Keep them safe. Grant them your wisdom, your guidance, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Don't forget, Wednesday night, tune in for a wee word from heaven at 7:30 p.m. We will continue on 52 Bible facts restored at the time of the Reformation. What were lost, simple truths, what were lost during the Dark Ages. But God, God rich in mercy, and the Reformation brought back these wonderful truths. Praise God. God bless you all. God bless you. And we'll all be glorified. Just away to Jesus, your redemption draweth nigh. Just a little longer, live in the sky. Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer, and we'll all be glory bound. Look away to Jesus, your redemption draweth nigh. Just a little longer, and we'll meet him in the sky. Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer, and we'll all be glory bound. Look away to Jesus, your redemption draweth now. Just a little longer, and we'll all be in the sky.